Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio.
All right, look at 10:30. 10:30, look at these shots here.
Welcome back to Drafted, where we're following two elite basketball players on their personal journeys to the NBA. I'm Keegan-Michael Key, and we're less than 1 week away from draft day. Right now, we're at the Godby Road Gym on the south side of Atlanta. Top NBA prospect Anthony Edwards, his uncle Drew, and his trainer Justin Holland wrap up a workout and discuss his training plans for the upcoming NBA season.
You're gonna make me 240 if I do leg work.
That's what it comes.
No, I said if I do leg workout, he's gonna make me 240.
And you're gonna be 240 within the next 3 years.
If anything, I'm gonna lose weight. Think about it.
They're
gonna put me on a meal plan and all types of shit.
Hey, you. Yeah, what I say? When you, they're growing up weight.
I'm telling you, I'm not gonna be.
Hey, you still growing, boy?
I'm still growing, boy. Not the other day. I'm done growing.
19-year-old Anthony is 6'5", carries 225-ish pounds, and he's definitely not done growing.
Huh?
I'm looking at you right now. I was just telling you, you done trimmed up, but you're heavier.
I'm a model, huh?
I ain't say all that, nigga. Say all that.
What'd you say, Ed? You a fucking model?
So, that's what he's saying.
Bro, he done trimmed up, but you hard as a rock.
Before we get started, so
I'm a model.
So I'm asking you that. So you get drafted, that ain't gonna never let you work out. You gonna work out regardless.
Work out as
anyway. Wait, so a little bit, yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where you're gonna lose weight at. Unless you go vegan. You gonna go on a raw vegan diet? You gonna eat vegetables?
That's
it, over with.
That ain't gonna help me.
They not gonna make me live like that.
You got too much
LeBron went from what, 240 to 250?
He think he don't work out. I didn't say nothing about not
working. I said LeBron went from 240 to 250?
LeBron 6'9".
But he was 6'9 when he came in the league. He went from 230 to damn 250.
Yeah, he put on weight.
Adult weight.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm not gonna try to put on weight.
I don't think he tried to put on weight.
No, he definitely tried to put on weight.
I think he did. He was taking all those hits.
You see the difference of LeBron when he was first in the league?
Yeah, how you gonna be?
No, I'm saying like LeBron wasn't big when he first got in the league.
Hey, because he was young. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm saying, the older you get. Already, and I'm young.
The older you get, you're gonna put on growing weight.
On average, people gain the most weight during their 20s, roughly 2 pounds a year. Even pro athletes tend to fill out during that decade. Like Justin and Uncle Drew's example of LeBron, putting on 10 to 20 pounds since he started in the league.
And you're going to be 6'6", 240. 6'6", 240.
You're not going to be no less than 230. You won't go below 230.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be 230.
I'm going to be 230 up.
We ain't about 20 to 240.
240, I would just bet a million.
At 20 to 23.
I'll start eating straight fucking rice.
Someone saying they'll bet $1 million that they won't gain weight is usually worth ignoring. But Anthony will likely make over $6 or $7 million a year if he's drafted in the top five. So, if he is serious about that bet, he can actually back it up.
I ain't gonna lie, Drew ain't been wrong on their weight yet, next back.
You got an hour and 10 miles a day
for. Yeah, your plan would probably be 235, 240. When you get 240, you be like, damn, I gotta run.
They gonna have somebody.
You got that all season, they put around here 240. Let me get my ass out here and run.
They gonna have somebody concentrating on his body. They gonna say, listen, we gonna make this muscle, this muscle, this muscle, they gonna leave that
there. We're
gonna play 237. That's it. Excuse me. I'm telling you that. I thought he's not gonna make me look like that.
We done went up 237.
A whole lot of fucking protein. He ain't got no food out of him. They gonna make me drink a whole lot of protein, eat different. As far as lifting weight, they ain't gonna make me do that shit.
I'm telling you, you look like you lighter than you was 3 months ago, but you heavier.
You know what?
Muscle.
He's always been bigger and stronger than the competition. Back when Anthony was in the ninth grade, he was already 6'2" and weighed over 200 pounds. Around that time, he was starting to not so quietly destroy the AAU circuit. Here's Coach Rob Allen, another core member of Anthony's tight-knit circle, who began working with him around that time.
When I first moved to Atlanta, I started doing AAU coaching. First time I met Ant, he played with the Atlanta Express AAU team. They were on the Under Armour circuit. And I got to meet Winfrey Jordan, who's over the Atlanta Express. And this day, they were practicing. And Coach Jordan was like, hey, I got this 16-year-old team. Do you mind training them for 30 minutes for me? So they can get some skill work in. So I said, okay, I'll do that. So I'm watching this kid, and he's just going through drills like real smooth. And I had never heard of him before. And he was dunking, knocking down shots. And he said his name is Anthony Edwards. And I'll never forget. I said, well, he's gonna have a chance. But Justin would always tell me, and I have to give him credit for this. He told me when he was in the 10th grade, he said, Rob, I believe he could be a LeBron James type talent. Didn't believe him at first. I was like, don't know about that. We were in Indianapolis at the Under Armour circuit. I'll never forget it. They played against the Illinois Wolves. I sat there, right there with him. Ant scored 30 points in one quarter. So I said, 30, you know, these guys were literally double and triple teaming him, and he scored 30 points, and this was 10th grade year, and I just couldn't believe it.
Here's Anthony and his teammates after the game.
Best shooter in 2020. We all going to Florida State.
He became the number one college basketball recruit in the class of 2019, receiving scholarship offers from premier programs like North Carolina, Kansas, and Kentucky. And despite his Florida State prediction, Anthony ended up narrowing down his choice to two other schools.
Decision came down between Kentucky and Georgia. I was going to go to Kentucky, but, you know, everybody that I loved and cared about was in Atlanta, so I felt like Athens was just an hour away, and most of my people was like, Georgia would be a good idea.
Staying home and being near friends and family at the University of Georgia versus going to perennial contender and modern-day NBA factory Kentucky. That was the decision, along with which top coach to play for, Calipari or Crean.
Welcome to Holy Spirit Prep Academy in the heart of Atlanta. And sitting next to me is the nation's number one player in the country, Anthony Edwards, and he is ready to announce his college choice. Anthony, you've narrowed your final south of Georgia, Florida State, and Kentucky. How difficult was this process for you?
I mean, the process was pretty difficult. All the top coaches coming in and out of school every night, calling my coach's phone. I mean, it was difficult. Hard decision. Came to a final school.
Well, the nation is waiting. Where will you be attending college basketball next season?
I'll be attending college basketball at the University of Georgia.
Anthony chose Georgia, staying true to his heart, or as he puts it, not following the wave.
I felt like Georgia was the best idea for me. And Coach Kareem played a huge role in my decision to Georgia because of just his past and who he's coached and, you know, how his player development has grown over the years. So I just felt like that was the right thing to do.
Bottom line is we had a lot of things in place.
This is University of Georgia head coach Tom Crean.
He's close to home. His family could continue to be around him. His coaches and the people that were most important in his life didn't have to get in an airplane or drive, you know, hundreds of miles to be in his life. They could go literally down the highway to be in it. And so his life was going to change at some point at a young age. It didn't have to change this quick as he was making his transition. So those were selling points. But with all that being said, the fact that he knew he needed to get better, that he wanted to get better, that he bought into the fact that we had made people that he looked up to better, like Dwayne Wade and Victor Oladipo, I think played into it.
Coach Crean helped megastars Dwayne Wade and Victor Oladipo go from mid-level recruits to NBA All-Stars. So even though Anthony arrives in Athens, Georgia at a more developed stage, he wants to make the same kind of leap they did.
I think when you see somebody that's got that level of talent with the accolades and the pageantry that's around them, and then you get to know him and the way he took to what we were trying to tell him in the sense of what he needed to get better at, it was 80%, this is where you got to improve. If you're going to be in college for a short period of time, all right, this is where you absolutely have to get better. Because my goal always as a coach is not for somebody to get drafted. My goal is for them to be ready to play and have that NBA team be talking about that second contract as early as they possibly can be. Because NBA ready is completely different than being NBA drafted. And he was going to be drafted no matter where he went. It became, where's he going to be ready from? Then he started to realize, like, this is for real. As good as I am, all right, there's a lot of things I don't know or a lot of things I got to get better at. And then he started to see the improvement. And then it took off even more.
We'll be right back.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
While Anthony was wrecking the AAU circuit, another star was making his way into the top of the same recruiting class, a fast, energetic guard named Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese received 22 offers from elite college programs, but he always knew where he'd be going.
Honestly, I told my friends and my family in the eighth grade, I'm going to be a McDonald's All-American, and I'm going to go to University of Kentucky. And it was simple. Like, you know, in eighth grade, seventh, eighth grade, you know, your friends and the other people, adults looking at you like, come on, man, it's like 0.3 chance that all that stuff that you're saying is going to happen. Everybody in the world, every eighth grader that plays basketball in the world is saying the same thing you're saying. Like, I was like, no, I'm going to play for Coach Cal. Coach Cal's had, you know, Derrick Rose, John Wall, De'Aaron Fox, Jamal Murray, Brandon Knight. I want to be a part of that legacy, and I'm going to be a part of that legacy. I had my mind made up in the eighth grade. And, you know, my family supported it. They said, just go get it. Work extremely hard and go get it. So I wanted to go to Kentucky since then.
Tyrese turned his middle school vision into a reality. And in his very first college game at Kentucky, he slated to play the number one ranked Michigan State Spartans at Madison Square Garden in New York City, the Mecca. One of the most revered sites in all of basketball.
So last year on my birthday, my birthday's on November 4th, and our first game against Michigan State, number one team in the country at Madison Square Garden, was on November 5th. So we're having our last practice, at Joe Kraft in Kentucky before we get on the plane to go to New York City to get ready to play, number one team in the country. So we're practicing, going along, good practice, and I'm playing, point guard, or I call a play, but one of my teammates, Keon Brooks, didn't hear me. He doesn't hear me, but everybody else on the court heard me. So Keon messed up the play, and then Coach Cal said, why'd you mess up the play? And Keon said, my bad, Coach, I didn't hear what Reese said. So Coach Cal turns to me and said, you're not ready, you're not playing. As a matter of fact, he tells the other guys on our team, the other two guards that we had, Manuel and Ashton, he said, y'all get ready to play 40 minutes because he's not ready to play. He's not playing tomorrow at all. He's not getting the game 1 second. I don't care what anybody says. And I'm like, bro, I'm not going to play, bro. Out of all the work that I've done, I was getting up at 6 a.m. there, working out before practice, before weights, before class, doing what I had to do on the court, doing what I had to do in the classroom. And I'm like, bro, I'm not going to get in the game. And this is my birthday, my 19th birthday, first birthday away from home. I'm like, bro, I'm not even gonna get in the game. So I'm just sitting there the rest of the day. I don't know how long the flight was in New York, but it was a nice size flight. Get to New York, have meetings, eat. And it's still my birthday, so I still should be excited. I'm like, bro, I'm not gonna get in the game. It still hurts. I don't care who you are. I don't care how great of a teammate you are. For the coach to tell you when you expect to get in the game and you expect to play, expect to do well, for him to tell you you're not gonna play, I was devastated. But I talked to my mom later on that night, and she gave me a little encouraging talk, but I just went to sleep and I got an opportunity to play. I got an opportunity to play the next day, and the rest is history.
Maxey, look at this burst of speed. Up and in. Deep one for Maxey. 3-4 feet behind the line.
Oh, what?
Oh!
Oh, are you serious? Are you serious? Come on, Maxey. You're a freshman. This your first game. Are you for real? Oh, man. Are you serious? Look at that swag. Look at that swag. Oh, man. Mr. Calipari, you got a star.
Tyrese Maxey making a name for himself in his very first game.
Kentucky upsets top-ranked Michigan State. Tyrese scores 26 points to go along with his 5 rebounds. Coach Calipari's motivational tactic worked exactly as planned, if he planned it at all.
I don't remember it, but, I don't think I... Maybe I did. I've done many things to make kids tougher. You know what I say to them? even that situation, if you can't take me, the guy that loves you and his whole life is trying to get you and your family right, if you can't take me, how in the world are you going to take the opponent? You must conquer yourself first before you worry about conquering anybody else. Basically, I'm saying time to grow up, time to be a man, time to be responsible. And I may have said it, and there are things that, you know, I'll be tough on kids to get them to understand. Now you think about it. That's coming from someone who loves you and is for you. If you can't take that, how are you tough enough to go in a game and compete in Madison Square Garden against Michigan State? So maybe I did do it.
Here's Tyrese again.
He knew what my potential was. He knew what my potential is and how high my ceiling is that, you know, I could reach if I put in the work and keep my head low. So, and like I said, I really appreciate him for that. He pushed me so hard that nothing can faze me now.
In 11 years at Kentucky, Coach Calipari has churned out 3 number one overall selections, 21 lottery picks, 31 first rounders, and 41 total players taken in the NBA draft. John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Jamal Murray, Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, an almost endless list of league cornerstones. So he knows what it takes, perhaps better than anyone.
Tyrese could have gone other places and solely had the ball more. We had Ashton Hagans, you know, all of a sudden, Emmanuel quickly. We played with 3 point guards. But guess what? We did it with Jamal Murray, too. And Jamal wanted the ball more. Well, he's got it more now, and you look at him, you know, they had to be a great teammate here because they had to share. Wasn't about one or two guys shooting all the balls. I mean, you don't have to be a volume shooter in college. You have to develop professional habits. You have to develop a pro mentality. And those kids, and Tyrese, come on now. He sacrificed and gave up, but learned to play without the ball.
This became evident on January 7th when Kentucky faced off against Georgia, where Anthony Edwards waited for him once again. On their way up, Tyrese and Anthony played each other in various circuits and then committed to Southeastern Conference rivals, Georgia and Kentucky. Now, they go into a much-hyped head-to-head matchup. The number 8 ranked Wildcats playing a 10-4 Georgia team, contending for the conference lead. And Anthony Edwards, arguably the best player in the country, would be facing his toughest test yet. Anthony would lead all scorers with 23 points and 5 rebounds. And on an infamous play with Tyrese guarding him, he drives to the basket, overpowering his friend for an easy 2 points. Maxie falls to the ground, and Edwards makes a taunting gesture, indicating Tyrese was too small to guard him. The announcers say it should have been an offensive foul. Social media calls Anthony an unstoppable scorer. After the game, Tyrese has his own thoughts.
Yeah, we're going to have a really conversation about that. I probably will call him as soon as I get off the plane.
So you know him?
Yes.
Okay. So
we're going to have a conversation about that.
What did he say?
I just seen it on ESPN, too.
Too little? What did he
say? Probably did, but it's okay. I mean, I think at the end of the day, I think we had more points than him, so it's okay.
Reese, I got to ask you, I know you guys are friends, and you played against each other in high school. How was it to play on this stage?
It was amazing. I mean, especially on the road in front of their home crowd. We had a lot of fun. Couldn't really talk during the game, you know. But after the game, what's up, my man? But after the game, you know, we exchanged words, hugged each other, said, keep doing what you're doing. See him in a couple weeks or in a week.
What kind of caliber of player is he, and how tough is he to guard on?
He's great. He's really tough to guard, especially when you have the green light like that. He has to make plays for that team to win, and it's really hard to guard him. Proud of him. Keep working on this game.
Kentucky wins by 9. Maxie ends up with 17 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds, approaching a triple-double. But maybe even more impactful was his defense. He had 4 blocks and a steal to go along with his offensive output, and spent a large portion of the night helping guard Edwards, harassing him into a night of 8-for-17 shooting. The performance highlights Tyrese as one of the top defenders in college, while revealing how much more Anthony and Georgia still needed to improve. Here's Coach Crean speaking to what he saw.
We got caught in the hype of that game after beating Memphis on the road. And I think it was almost more, it was the pageantry. It was almost like we forgot just how hard Kentucky plays, right? And not only how talented Kentucky is, but how hard they play. And you can't make mistakes, whether you're home, road, or in a parking lot in Alaska playing against them. You can't make those mistakes. So I do think there was some learning that came from that game, no doubt.
Just 2 weeks later, Kentucky and Georgia play once more. The Wildcats get the better of the Bulldogs yet again, holding Edwards, still hyped as the best guard in the country, to 16 points. By March, Kentucky racks up 25 wins and the number 8 ranking in the country, putting them in position for a high seed in the NCAA tournament, while Georgia drifts with 16 wins and 16 losses. The Bulldogs need to win their conference tournament to make the final bracket of 68 teams, which likely means another high-profile matchup with Tyrese and Kentucky. Then suddenly, the season is canceled. March Madness is canceled. The coronavirus unravels plans across the globe.
When this thing ended, some of the guys were a little more outgoing than others. I think some of them were just stunned, like, what in the world?
This is Coach Calipari once again.
So, you know, we had a couple guys cry. I don't know if he was one of them. I do know when we arrived back on campus, they played 5-on-5, just the last time to be together.
The basketball world is turned upside down, along with the rest of society. Anthony and Tyrese both realize their next step beckons. The NBA is calling.
Well, I wasn't worried about him going. I knew he'd be fine. I thought that if we had finished the season, it would have been better for him. But I still thought, you know, you're going to be a lottery, late lottery at most. But I never had any doubt that he was trained for that moment and he was ready. You're good. You're good to go.
With classes and basketball called off, Tyrese goes to Los Angeles to train. For how long? He doesn't know. What started as a few weeks turns into the entire summer. We'll be right back.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Tyrese again with his uncle Brandon after just finishing another session at the gym. Still waiting in limbo, still imagining what life will be like as a pro.
I mean, they go crazy. They go crazy if you at the crib now.
Huh?
They go crazy if you at the crib now when you go somewhere.
Well, no. It's been like that at the crib, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, just imagine you want to go somewhere and grab something to eat or something.
That's the crazy part about it. It's like really over, bro.
Trying to run Chick-fil-A. That shit over with. Oh my God, sorry.
And that's what LA taught us the most.
They did.
How to
move.
How to move as a professional athlete.
How to move. You mean you move different? You have to. I mean, goddamn. They come with shit. You working your motherfucking ass, doing all that, you know what I'm saying?
But think about if we was in Dallas this whole time. We would be so confused.
So yeah. And then come out here and do this and be like, damn, y'all, you don't do it like, nah, hell nah, you know, the fuck?
But, you know, it was so funny because I went with Chris Paul when he was in his hometown. And he dropped to the camp. But he came to the hospital.
Yeah.
Came to the hospital, bro. It was just like that. Went to Chick-fil-A. Order for who? Chris who? He said, just Chris. Pull up to the window. I knew it was you, Chris Paul. I'm like, oh, to that. He said, yeah. But he was cool. I mean, it ain't crazy. Oh, shoot. I left my wallet. Oh, no, I didn't. What? I got
$8.
$8
in my wallet. Can I have one of these? Me too.
What you going to do with Paul Lee's on?
Keep it in the
bank. Go ahead. The match out. And that Polynesian did.
As we heard in the last episode, all the time in Los Angeles has given Tyrese a chance to focus and train, as well as teach him how to navigate life off the court as a pro athlete. Then, the draft gets rescheduled a second time for mid-November. And neither he nor Anthony have played a real game since March the 7th. That's 8 months straight without being in a situation where teams can evaluate the progress of these young players. And that's a huge deal for a player like Tyrese. The question marks about his game and when and where he's going to be taken are all still up in the air.
I would say to you that no other draft class has been through this. No other draft class was a crapshoot like this draft class because they didn't get to see him. They didn't get to have their normal workouts. They didn't see him in the NCAA tournament. They didn't see guys play their best when it really mattered. So this was one of those, let's take a guess, draft. And you know, I felt for the kids. I called each of our kids. Do you need my help? They're 7 months without anything. They're on their own. I just checked in with them mainly. Like, do you need my help? How are you making it? Now, maybe their agent helped. Maybe their family was well, but I'm calling them to say, do you need me to help you? Tell me. Because, you know, knowing that they're in flux. They don't, no one knew what was going on. So yeah, it was a rough run.
Facing these challenges, Clutch Sports comes up with a new idea to showcase their clients. Here's Omar Wilkes, head of their basketball division.
Obviously, given COVID, things were going to be different. So we were tinkering with the idea of a pro day. This was before they were going to allow NBA teams to join. Like, could we stream it and send it to each individual team? You know, how can we get creative, you know, through this pandemic? Eventually, it was okay that certain team personnel could come to pro day, but not everyone could come, or there's limited numbers. And so we're like, all right, after we were toying with the streaming idea, Rich, thinking outside the box, was like, forget streaming it. Why don't we see if we can get it televised? Like, why don't we try to put it on ESPN?
They urged Tyrese and Anthony to try something no one has ever done before. Their own televised pro day. Just the two of them on ESPN for an hour. With LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Trae Young, and some of the best players in the world sitting in the crowd. All eyes will be on Tyrese and Anthony. Next time on Drafted.
It's crazy because people ask us how different it is, but this is all we know. This is all I know. Like, this is my only time being in the draft process, so the Zoom is all we know.
What is this COVID-19 that everybody's talking about? And Rudy Gobert has it. Is Rudy going to die? Like, I think initially nobody was really thinking about basketball at that point.
We're not allowed to have fans. All right, cool. Then the NBA cancels that same day. If they're not going to play, there's no way that we can play.
Well, during the pandemic, what you find out real fast is the plan is there is no plan.
Somebody can say what you think about $100 million and only $10 million of it is guaranteed. So what are you talking about?
So we had been planning on having a pro day, 22 minutes on a nationally broadcasted channel to just kind of introduce them to the world.
In his workouts, when I'm there to watch him work out or when he's talking to me, he's always got a chip on his shoulder.
Tyrese Maxey's a prime example. He's gonna be a good pro for a long time.
Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio. The executive producers are Kelly Garner, Lisa Ammerman, Eric Salat, Sean Titone, L. Key, and me, Keegan-Michael Key. The series is produced and written by Eric Weiner. Jared Brom is our coordinating producer. Trey McCain is our associate producer. Tom Monahan is our senior audio engineer. Mixed and edited by Steven Johnson. Additional production help from Tim Schauer, June Rosen, and Haley Mandelberg. For transcripts of the show and more information on Drafted, go to treefort.fm. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.